Kumlen Lablat Gemara. We're up to Chof Aleph Amad Aleph, third Pedik in Makis, the two dots, the second wide line in the Gemara. We're talking about shaving your beard with a razor. And as you know, we had the when it comes to Payas, this big Machleik is the Rambam, another Rishonim. All the Rishonim hold that it's talking about whether you're going to say a scissor or a razor, I'll cut your Payas. The Rambam holds only with a razor, I'll cut your Payas. You'll have to cut all your Payas off with a scissor. We should be machmer like everybody else. That when it comes to payas, we don't care how you cut it. You shouldn't cut it. The Arizal says you should not have payas longer than your ear, and that is why you should not have long payas, and that is why you see all the different minhagim and chassidim. We take the Arizal literally. We don't have long payas at all because the Arizal says you're not allowed to. Others say it means to the bottom of the ear, so they take the payas in a circle around the ear. Others say it means the bottom of the ear. They take the payas and put it under the yarmulke, like the ger. Others say it means the bottom of your chin, so therefore they make curls. So when you have curls, the payas never go below your chin. And that's the wooden becker berm. That's behind ears. But they don't follow that Arizal. They don't even know why they do it. But I'll just tell you, under the yarmulke. So they don't go against the Arizal. I know. But in Shalaiva as well, you don't have it below the chin. And that's why they curl. They curl, not because stamina develops at all. They curl. You should never have it lower than chin. To follow the reason.
You can't shave.
Temple. Huh? Your temple, the bottom of your temple, which is like in the middle, right by the top of the earlobe.
And what
that's the next thing. That's a beard. That's nothing to do with the head. So I think about a beard. First of all, chayiv al roish. Where's the head and where's the face? So mach v'rabshesh, rabshesh, showed between the bone, the temple, and the next part, right underneath the temple. The beard said, if you shave a beard with a razor, or according to the tour, or the chinuch, a scissor like a razor, is a beard is over five vedas. Machvi Rav Sheish is demonstrated by pirkei dikna, the joints of your beard. Big machlek is a shenim. What exactly that is? Whether it means the top of your top jaw and the bottom of your top jaw and then the chin. Or the top of the top jaw and the top of the bottom jaw and then your chin, or the bottom of the top jaw and the top of the bottom jaw and your chin. Anyway, so that's why, because of such and so many shittas, you don't do any part. Could be. Rabbi Lezer, even not long, because somebody holds chad lavu. Rabbi Lezer says, he says if you shave the entire beard, it's one aveda, not five. And the machlekes, the mission says you need a razor. According to the Rambam, it's referring to payas as well. According to us, it's only referring to the beard. Tanur Rabban, we learn, how do we know? It says the pasuk upaas zikonam. These are the corners of their beard. Lo yigalechu, you should not shave. Yochel, I would have thought shaving. I feel a golchul b'misparayim even with a scissor. Yehei chay, we should be chay. Tambalem, it says lo sashchis. You shouldn't destroy. Destroy means go to the very core, to the roots. So the obviously it's not a scissor. E lo sashchis. I would, if you shouldn't destroy. Yochel, I would have thought im loktu b'melaket v'dehikni. He's a plane which also goes very close. It's not, even though it's not the common way of doing it, but nevertheless, it actually looks like it pulls out the roots. Yehei chay, we should be chay. Tambalem, leikalechu. You shouldn't do it in the way of shaving, which is the normal way. A shaving that has in it a destroying. In other words, a razor. With a razor, because that goes right to the face. Yeah. Rabbi Lezer says that even if you collect with a malakad with a plane, yechayev manushach. What's Rabbi Lezer's opinion? If he learns Xeda Shava, if he learns Xeda Shava of Peya, then Liboyita. We said, the way we just learned now, it should be only with a razor, because it has to be like Baltash, like, you know, that you shouldn't destroy. And V'e, like Gomma Xeda Shava, the Mispanayim and Amilay, if he doesn't learn Xeda Shava, then even a scissor should be forbidden. But he holds that Nami Giluach Avdi, that a plane, even though it's not the conventional way, but it's still not that uncommon, and therefore it's considered Giluach. Okay, next halach, Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, if somebody goes ahead and does a tattoo, now, there's a big machlek is a shenim. How do you learn Ksoivas Kaka? Because most of Shainim hold that you have to follow a particular order of the Teda. You don't follow the order of the Teda. Shachas and Aruch Paskins and the Bach makes no difference which order you do it in. So it doesn't matter which word means what. But the other Shainim and Halacha hold that there's a specific order. Some learn that Ksavas mean, in order to be a tattoo, you have to be two things. You have to etch it into your skin, and then you have to fill it with ink. The question is which order. One opinion is Ksavas means to write. So it means first you draw the picture, whatever you're going to do, the words, and then Kaka means you then take your needle and you make the holes and the ridges in your skin so that the ink settles in. That's one opinion. And that's the only way Asama Teda. The other one holds Pungvaket. Ksavas means to etch it into your skin, and then Kaka means to fill it with the ink and so on. Machlek is also in the Chinuch and others whether it has to be words or it could be even pictures. It could even be pictures. But see, actually, they don't say pictures. Words, it could be anything. The Minchas Chinuch, another one says pictures. But from the Gemara itself, you'll see in a minute, it seems that any kind of etching, even not pictures. That's why there's a whole shayla now that people today who want to put into, they want to remember that their grandfather or their grandmother was in a concentration camp, so they do a tattoo of the numbers that their grandparents had in the camp. Yeah? For a big treasure, big fad now.
My friends have.
Of course. You're not part of this. You're the old age, my friend. And the shayla is, but it's awesome how Torah. Because it's numbers, it's not it's not words. How do we treat numbers? Anyway, so let's see. Hakoyisev ksavis kaka. If you go ahead and make a tattoo, what about kosav loy kake or kake loy kosav? You did one without the other. You either wrote without etching, you just etched in, but you didn't fill the ink. Ein chayv and a chayv ad sheyichtevi kake biyad. You got to do both. Ubakchol, you use blue ink. Ubechol dover shehureishim. Anything which leaves is a trace behind. Machlekes also has to be permanent or it has to be long term. And therefore, based on that, as a machlekes, if you go in, you know those tattoos you put on the glass for a week. Whether there's any Issa Drabon or all anything like that. Rab Shimon, you know, Rab Shimon, who the Rab Shimon, Ein Chayiv, you're not Chayiv, Ma Toide, at she Yichtoiv Shamas Hashem. You actually have to write the Abish's name. Shemem it says, Ksoiv is Kaker, Lissit Nubachem, don't place that Ani Hashem. So he learned Ani Hashem is part, what you shouldn't do. Don't put in Hashem. The Rambam learned this all to do with the Avodah Zarah. That's how they used to do the Avodah Zarah. They used to etch into their skin their Avodah Zarah. In fact, we were in Thailand and we had a tour of these one of these tattoo museums, and they told us clearly it was a religious, the whole idea was a religious thing that they should continuously remember their God. That's how tattoo started, at least in Asia. And then from there, it became, you know, fashion. Says the Gemara, Amar Leila Vachabed Rav Ashi, Ad Yichtav, he has to write those words. He's asking a question. Ani Hashem Mamish. Since Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda brings that pasuk, does it mean you have to physically write the words Ani Hashem? Omle loy, no, not the words Ani Hashem. The Ebi is telling you I'm Hashem, and if I don't want you to write the name of Avodah Zarah, Kedatoyim Kapora Ein Chayv Ad Sheyichtev Shem Avodah Chavim. No, as the Issa was, because they used to put the name of Avodah Zarah on their hand, and that's why the Rambam says this Avodah is associated with Avodah Zarah. Shneimet says Ksoiv Is Kaker Lo Titnu Bechem Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem Leach. I'm the only Abish you have. Don't know other Abish. I mean, according to this, I tell you the Abish's name, it's not us. It's only other Hashem Avodah Zarah. And this is a Gemara. The following Gemara we had a number of times. The Gemara, every time they bring up Malkaya, because of the two Amoraim, the names are so similar and it's also confusing who said what. And the Gemara wants to know exactly who said what. We always bring up the same thing. Amar Malkaya, Amar Avad Barava. Malkaya said the name of Avad Barava. Osir Loila Adam is forbidden for a person, Sheyitin Efer Mikla Agab Makasi, put in these hot ashes on, they have a wound to put his hot ashes on it. It looks like you're doing it for a tattoo. Now, here's no picture, huh? Do what? To burn their, what do you call it? To fuse their.
No.
Oh, so that's something else. So that's a result of something, or not to cure.
Maris do it over their bodies.
No, Maris is a tattoo.
Maris is a tattoo based on their tribe.
From this Gemara here, right here, it seems that it's not words, not even pictures. Because what are you doing? You're taking coal, you put it on your hand. What kind of mark does it leave? No word, no picture, just something that's burnt into your, seared into your hand. But nothing, and yet, even though your intention was medicine for therapeutic reasons, it's still asr. So it seems from here a raya that none of that we take literally what the chinuch others say. That it doesn't have to be words; it can be anything. Not like the minchat chinuch other ones say dafka pictures. What do you
mean?
The rabbanon and the holy rabbanon.
Just a. all of a sudden they want to become shrim, they're allowed to have them removed?
Of course they're allowed to remove it. You should have it removed. I mean, allowed to. It's painful. As painful as it is, you should have had it in the first place.
But also
no, it's not America. They're not parlors. Actually, they say, I read the recent statistics. I read somewhere recently that 30% of people put in tattoos take them out over time. And it's very painful. As painful as it is putting it in, it's more painful to take it out.
But also apply this thing to, you know, that those Chinese cups, you know, they put on an
suction cup.
Yeah. But it make the same.
No, but the, but that, yeah, that's cupping. That's like, you know, these put these leeches. Bank is right, put leeches on you and they still. So blood circulation.
But it makes a mark also.
How long that mark lasts?
Weeks.
No, that's not a thing. When you have a shot, you know, a shot here, there's a mark for the rest of your life. That's not what we're talking about. Think about weiter. Omer nach mir avik. Okay. Now that you mentioned over here Malkayo, and we have Malkayo and Malkayoi, it's confusing who said what. I'll tell you what the rule is. Omer nach mir avik. Omer nach the name of avik. We had this a few times in Shas. In fact, almost every time we have the names raised. That is machlekes or shpoy. We're not going to go and teach machlekes, whatever it is. But the argument comes to a spit or shvachas regarding how many maids you should have when you marry a woman, and the gumas regarding the signs of a puberty if they come from the same hole or, you know, the same follicle. Rav Malkayoi, that's over there. That is Rav Malkayoi with a vav. And the machlekes regarding blutis or eifemik, which we have over here by the ash of the birthday hand and givina, and the case of cheese. These are all called Malkayoi. That's Malkayo. The other ones are Malkayo, and these are Malkayo. Rapapa says, no, Masnitsin or Masnitsin. No, I disagree with you. That Masnitsin or Masnitsin is a comment on a Mishnah Rebbe. I said, that's Rav Malkayo. And if Shemaita, if it's a new halacha, is Rav Malkayo. The Simonach, how you can remember that? Masnita is Malchus. Mishnah compared to Gemara is like royalty, the royal family. And Malkayo is royalty, is a king. So therefore, Malkayo versus Malkayoi. My Benayo, at the end of the day, so which particular argument are they disagreeing? Who said it, Malkayoi or Malkayo? Ikibenayo Shvachas. They're arguing regarding Shvachas, the case of a maid, because it's to do with the Mishnah, whether Malkayoi said it or Malkayo said it. According to Rapapa, it's Malkayo, and according to Rav Nachman, it's Malkayo. Look how the Gemara is so pedantic that they really care who said what, and we have to know not just the halacha, but to know the name who said it, because it's in the Geya. Nothing. Rabbi Barabaya copied. Rabbi Barabaya was very makpid. Afilu arivda. If you have a wound, the kosilta, tiny little wound, you shouldn't put coal on that. Not only a big wound, so it leaves a very long mark, a large mark. Even a tiny little puncture hole, I'm not sure how big a hole, but a tiny hole, and you put the coal on that to sear it together, it is forbidden. Stitch is not a problem. They're talking about coals and a leaf. Yeah, that's not a problem. The problem is the coals and the leaf are permanent. Mark, and that looks like a tattoo. It's not the scar, it's the coal. The black coal itself leaves a permanent mark on its own. Rabashi agrees. He says if it's a wound and you're putting the coal, that's very clear to everybody, you're not doing it for the sake of a tattoo, you're doing it for therapeutic reasons. And therefore, there's no issue whatsoever. Okay, let's start the Mishnah from here on. We'll start doing Rashi. Nozir, we had this regimata yesterday. Nozir, Shahoya Shoisa, Kol Hayev. A Nozir drank all day. Ain't Chayv, Allah Achaz Yechayv, only one. Omrulay told him, Al Tishte, they told him, don't drink. Who Shoisa, and he keeps on drinking. Chayv, Kol Achaz Vachaz. If a Nozir drank all day long on one Hasra, he only did one Aveda. But if he kept on drinking and you kept on warning him, he's chai for each one. Tesis had this long taste on the previous page. There's a long discussion. Is the Hasra that's mechalik, or is it the activity that's mechalik? What makes it five different things? Is it five different, every Hasra separates it from the previous ones like a new Aveda? Or is the fact every time you take a new drink, that's the Aveda, you just need a Hasra for it. But what's the... The Avedis is the Aved itself. It's called, we had an expression, Gufais Mechulakin. And a Kohen did it with three different women at the same time, but the same, well, one after another, but the same Aveda, thinking that whatever he's allowed to. then there's it's called Gufay's Mechalak, it makes it three Avedis. So here also Gufay's Mechalak is let's not be judgmental. I don't know. They're proud that their ancestors would die like Kiddush Hashem. They're proud that their ancestors died like Kiddush Hashem. They don't realize it's not theirs to do a tattoo. And that's what they did it for. Speak to any mikvah lady and find out how many women go to mikvah have a tattoo. So anyway, let's continue. What's the difference? Not as much. Every license of the Torah, there's no difference in men or women. All the place. Okay. The same thing now, the same idea. If you do one Aveda, you can either get one Malkus for it or many, depending on how many Hasaras there were. This Nazir went to a cemetery, was there all day, in the Chayv Alachas, he only did one Aveda, one warning, you get one Malkus. Omruloi, altitame, altitme. Vuhu metame, and he continued to stand, they told him, go out, go out. Chayv Akolachas, Chayv, each time he walked in. Hoyim, a third example. Another is not allowed to shave his hair. Hoyim egaleya kolayim. All day long, he's sat in the barber, was cutting his hair. And the chayv alachas in one aveda. Omruloy al tigaleich. Om al tigaleich. Warned him again and again. Vum egaleya chayv alachas vachas. Case number four. We got a lot of hair. Hoyim lavush beklayim. If he's wearing klayim, shatan his kolayim. Ain't the chayv alachas only one day. We're not talking about nozim more. That's a stammer case. Omruloy al tilbush vu poishet v'loivish. He kept on taking it off and putting it back on. Chayev kolachav achas. Rashi, how you love the last, very last line. You love climb echad min hashuk v'loy nozim. Not talking about a nozim. Now the Mishnah says, we had something similar before that you can do one aveda and yet one pool and yet you're doing many averas. He's not allowed to be there. It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to walk into a base of course. Every time he walks, good question, every time he walks in, even though he's tummy ready, he doesn't give him permission to walk in again. He's not allowed to go.
The effect of being there is that you become impure.
Yeah, doing it. Yeah, but good question. Yesh chodesh telemechad. It's possible to plow one furrow in a field, and yet, and chayiv Allah mishum shmoyin alam, the very beginning of the page 21b. Plow one furrow in a field, and you did eight avedas. How? Hachodesh, you plow together with a shayr chamer, a cow and a donkey, number one. Number two, which is klaim. Number two, vehei mukdashin, they're both sacred. The shayr is a bchayr, and the chamer is hard to understand how a chamer is mukdash. We'll say Rashi. How can a chamer be holy? Yeah, the firstborn of a chamer, we'll see in a minute. Is the Bechor Chamor also holy? We'll see him in Rashi. The Klayim Bekedim. And what are you plowing? You're plowing a vineyard that there's Klayim there. There's wheat growing with grapes. Uveshviz happened to be the year of Shemitah. And the Yom Tov happened to be Yontov as well. You know how to plow. And you happen to be a Kohen. And you were a Nozer. And basically, Tumah, and you're doing it right in the middle of the cemetery. What's the point of the Mishnah trying to come up with as many Avedas with one mice as he can? Chananya, we had before about if you eat a namola, you eat a worm or shit, how many avedas you do? Chananya bechachinoya, Chananya says, I can come up with a dream up another aveda. What happens while you were doing this? You're wearing clothing made out of shatnas. If you're wearing clothing made out of shatnas, why are you doing all this work? No. Einoy Hashem. This is not the same. Over here is the pool of plowing. Here is a separate thing altogether. Activity. You're wearing the shatnas has nothing to do with the plowing. So therefore, that's not what we're counting here. If you're talking about that, what about a nazir? What's the relevant here that he's a nazir? That's nothing to do with the plowing itself. It's to do with his state of being. So manush, if you're going to count him, who he is, which is totally unrelated to the plowing, throw in also shatnas. Rashi. Long Rashi. Let's see how much Rashi will do. Yesh chayrish, tell him echad, yesh, top of the page, yesh, oive, balei sachrish b'chamroi, you could be oive, the aveda of klein working with a cow and a donkey, even though kotim, olav, isurim arba, and we the compound many isurim im oise lav bilvad, with that lav of klein. Uvaholei ka'osik, and we're not talking about yeh chayrish b'kama shvorim b'kama chamoyim. We're not talking about that you're using a number of cows, a number of donkeys, v'harein, no kotim, isurim harba, olav. We're not talking about the reason why you have many sermons is because you use four different sets of clowns. That's already four Avedas. That's not what we mean. We're talking about one set of a cow and a donkey, and with that you can do two of eight Avedas in one go. The L'chal HaPach is coming, the minimum. Ba'alav the klaim koi, talking about the lav of klaim, lil koit olav kol yisudin shu yachol, trying to aggregate as many Avedas as he can. For example, you took his donkey and cow that's ready klaim, and then they were holy, behem ugdoshin. The Gemara Mukila, the Gemara will explain to us how were they Mukdish, what was so special about them, that they were Bepchoir, they were Pchoir. Pchoir Shoir Upete Chamoir. The Shoir was the first one, and the Chamoir was the first donkey which had to be redeemed. Uka'ava Behen Mushum Leisava, and what Aveda did you do? You did Aveda of Leisava, you should not work with Pchoir Sharcha. What does that do with Chamoir? Where does it say you shouldn't work with a Pchoir of a Chamoir? The Liba de Rabbi Yehuda Dom Pekam Pchoir is Pete Chamoir Osa Bahana. And when it comes to the donkey, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, that also the firstborn donkey you don't have any hanoah from. The Bechlal Leisavu, it's included in that Isra, you shouldn't work. The Avagad the Bechrox Eve. Why?
It was because you're learning from a clan, or you send some clan, there's a clan on Bechrox,
There's only two Bechrox, okay, then they wouldn't be going to lav on the Bechrox either. There are only two Bechrox, and Rabbi Yehuda says that the word leisavid by pchayr refers to, it's as if it's talking about both pchayrs. There's only two pchayrs. No. Then you will get malchus. No. Bavagad the bekroxiv bchayr sharcha. What do you mean, chamor? It's in fei shayr. Iu dorish le bchayr sharcha le muute shutri. He said, you know why I need bchayr sharcha? Not to limit it only to the pchayr of a shayr. The Taylor said that pchayr. Why is a sharcha your shayr? And not if you're the two owners to the shayr. Then you don't get malchus that. Le muute shutris. It's not coming to exclude a donkey. It's coming to exclude that if there's a shutif, you don't get malka for that. Or inami masnisi kiman, or I can say that our mission here that holds by a donkey, you also didn't aveda, is kiman de mayit petech hamor mahocha. He says, where do you exclude petech hamor from the following pasuk? Shoyve chamor, you're right. We do exclude a chamor. So how come our Mishnah says a chamor, and it seems like that you get malka for that when you don't? The term is lav davke. It doesn't really mean chamor. It means shoy v'sekamer. It means a cow and a sheep. I said, why talk about a donkey when you mean a sheep? The example that Taylor uses for klaim is shoy v'chamor. We're talking about klaim, so we say chamor. But we don't really mean chamor. We really mean a seh, because, and it's still klaim, because shoy v'seh are two different species. But we need a seh, because how else are you going to be over al pchayr? No. We're talking about a seh the whole time. Yes. From beginning to the end. Yes. Otherwise, how do you combine eight Avedis in one go?
Yes. But he's saying, when you say here, so where does it say that it is?
Again, we're talking about a seh over here. And what Avedis you did here? You did climb. A shoyna says climb. And a shoyna says both pchayr, you're not allowed to use them. So why does it say shoyna chamor? Because we're starting with klaim, and the Torah, when it says don't do klaim, it says shoy v'chamor, so the Mishnah uses the word chamor. Not because we're talking about a chamor. We're talking about he's trying to use the he's bringing like using the alluding to the pasuk that says you're not allowed to use two species. It happens to be in the pasuk, he mentions chamor. That's not what the Mishnah is referring to. But who adin l'choshnei mean it? Doesn't matter what it is. Any two species. U'mushum hanor de mizhani mehegdish. And since you're having hanor from hegdish, right, using the shayr and the seh, which belong to Hegdish, and these are v'havelei, and therefore it's considered hazed b'me'ila, and therefore it's considered as if you were mazed by me'ila, if you're stealing from his midrash, yeah. Lo'y lucky. L'chayr, he's asking, there's another aveda here. You're stealing from the base of Migdash. You're telling me the aveda is you're not allowed to work with a pchayr. What about the fact that it belongs to the base of Migdash, you're not allowed to steal from me'ila? Says he, for that lay lucky. Why not? He explains as follows. The b'choy lav bar mi'iluhu. When is it moyo? Only if it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. You're stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. A b'choy does not belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Who does it belong to? The Kayin. And therefore it's a mi'ila. Just like we'll be by Kabbanis. Once the carbon transfers to the shus of a Kayin, it's no longer mi'ila. When is the mi'ila? Kozman, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So by carbon shlamim, when is the mi'ila? After you sprinkle the blood and there's parts, the fats that go on, and certain parts that go onto the mizbech, and you use that for yourself. That's called the mi'ila. You're stealing from the base of Midrash. He explains. The b'choy la ba'milu, the hamam and koyim lozakoyim, the aim mi'ila el b'kotche gavoya. Mi'ila is only if you're stealing from the Eibishter. The m'kotche Hashem, because if it says don't steal from the Eibishter, the aim mi'ila b'choy. There's no stealing by b'choy. El b'nene mino emurim achazikas damim. If you sprinkle the blood, and now the fats, belongs to Mizbech, which means belongs to Eibishter. If you use that for yourself, that's when you're stealing. The Han Lugvon belongs to Eibishter. Who adin lechol kachim kalim? Any kachim kalim? What's any kachim kalim? When are you a moil? Kolzman, you didn't sprinkle the blood. It belongs to the balabas. It belongs to, and so on. Once you sprinkle the blood, now part of it is transferred to the coin, but part of it is transferred to the Eibishter. The part that goes on the Mizbech. If you now steal the parts that go on the Mizbech, then you consider it a moil behegdish. Uvikachik, what about kachik kachim? Yesh behen mi'ila, but kachik kachim is different because the animal belongs to Eibishter even before. Leaf nezik is damim de legvaininu. But by kachik kachim, it belongs to Eibishter before you sprinkle the blood. Avol mishen nizik adam, once you sprinkle the blood, zoch buhu kainim eshuchin gavaya. Once you sprinkle the blood, the kainim eat the kar mechatas, so therefore they it's now theirs. Avol mama kain. The ain boy meal is no longer stealing. So punk for cat, kachim kachim. Kozman, you didn't sprinkle it. Who owns the animals? Totally kachim kachim. It's holy. It belongs to the Eibishter. Your mayel. Once you sprinkle the blood, it's transferred to the kainim shulchan gavoy kazach is theirs. By kachim kalim, kozman, you didn't shekel sprinkle the blood. It belongs to the balabas. There's no meal there. And once you sprinkle the blood, only then part of it belongs to the Eibishter now. So there's meal on that part. We had the same thing with Rosh Hashanah. If you take a shofar of a carbon oiler and you blow it, lo yitaka tachatchil, don't do it. But v'im taka yatsa, you are yitzah. You are yitzah because kachim kachim calls man the animal is alive. Calls man the animal is alive. You didn't. You're not meat mile. You're not stealing. So it's like, sorry. Once the animal, calls man the animal is still alive. We just said kachim kachim. This is meila. Right? That you steal from the base of Migdash. So the Chatzchil don't do, you know, steal from the base of Migdash. But once you did, who owns it now? You own it. So therefore, you're Yaitza. Mashenke, im toka yot b'sheifer shal shlamim lo yitoka, but a sheifer of shlamim don't blow. Im toka lo yotza. Why aren't you Yaitza by a sheifer of shlamim? Because by a shlamim, it belongs, there's no me'ila, by a shlamim, there's no me'ila after you, By shlamim, there's no me'ila before you sprinkle the blood. If there's no me'ila, then it still belongs to the original owner. And you just stole it from the original owner. How did it become yours? It didn't become yours.
My time, actually, it's a long taste in the second Rosh Hashanah.
My time, oila, the bas me'ila, oila, cold man, you didn't sprinkle the blood. It's shaykh to steal it. So chetzchil, don't do it. Keep in the mall, bon, nafkil, chulin. Once you steal it, now it's chulin. Use it. Shlamim. The lav b'nei milan yinu lein nafkil chulin. Even the original owner seems that it doesn't work because the animal is still holy. It's not chulin. By the animal's alive. He took the horn off. He took the horn off. So we said by kachim kalim we say that it's not meal until after you shecht it and sprinkle the blood. Before you did it, it belongs to the balabas.
So if we could take the horn of the...
You cannot take the horn because there's no meila and therefore it's...
The balabas himself can take it to you.
See, it doesn't matter because it's partially kodesh. It's not really chulim. Still, you set aside for kachim kalim. It's not chulim. And you're not yates there, not because of ownership, you're not yates because it's not chulin, it's not an ordinary thing, it's a holy thing. Okay, invite Rashi, you climb by Keren, the Mechasi, you climb by Keren, the Mechasi, how's it climb? Because you're covering over the dirt while you're plowing in Mechafi Bezreya, and therefore it's like Zreya planting. Shvi is Namish, Zreya, now I plant in Shvi is the Yomtev, the Kavi Chadishon, you're plowing in Yomtev. Koyin, if he has a koyin, and he's a nozer. V'hoylich b'mokim tumah. Acha machir ishase, his plowshare is in a cemetery. Dikach, chad lav, there's one lav, mishum koyin, le nefesh lo yitam, ba'am a koyin, ala mekis of tummy. V'chad mishum nozer, akon lefesh ameh, is lo yavay. Says more of ain Hashem, ain a lav zanilko. You don't add the fact that he's wearing klein. Shum charisha plowing, amishul levisha. Totally separate lav. So he said back to them, af nozer. Nozir and coin come out of the lake. It doesn't mean only nozir. It means nozir and coin. It's also a ain Hashem. Ain a lav shalay ball of chadish. I don't do plowing. El is a knisa shenich le mokotum. If you can throw in that, I can throw in this. Back to the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yaisi. Loi poishid v'loivish mami. We're asking a question. I'll guess the question. Poishid v'loivish loivish mami. It just says, every time he took it off and put it back on, he gets another malchus for the climb. Doesn't mean literally he has to take it off and put it back on. Oh yeah, I feel the machnis u'maitzi beisiyad unkishloi, or just pulling his hand in and out of the sleeves is already enough to consider new aved, a new dressing. Machvi rav acha beravika iyuli v'afuki. Rav acha, just going in and out is enough to mechayv you like a new aved. And Rav Ashi says, "Afilu loy sho, El look at the lichul lubush. Even if he didn't go out, he warned him, you better not be wearing this. And he puts it on, and he has time to take it off. Take it off. Not taking it off is tantamount to putting it on. And you chayv as if he did new aveda. Yeah. Sorry. Every time you put it back in, it's like a new dress, a new drink on. Ravashi is a bigger chiddush. Yeah, Ravashi goes further. He did nothing. The fact you had time to take it off, and you didn't take it off, that in itself is as if. That's something else. Okay. Yeah. That's, yeah.
That you're not wearing it.
Yeah, not wearing exactly. That you have it over your shoulders to display your wares. Yeah. Back to Gemara. Yesh Chodesh, tell him you can plow a field. There was once a Chabura, Nimnu v'Gomru, and we counted and we concluded the following. If somebody covers over the dirt with Klayim, like you get Malkus. If you choifa with Klayim, you get Malkus. Omar lehen Rabbi Yechanan, lav Mishnah seinu, who's zu, isn't this what our Mishnah says it? Says our Mishnah, yesh chodesh telem echad, that it's possible to plow one furrow, and v'chayiv olav mishum shmein olav, and he did two of the eight avedas, and one of them is chodesh b'shoy v'chamoyr, v'heim mugdosh, and they were holy, v'klayim b'kedem. And you're climbing a cannon. So it's clearly here that if you plow, you're making climb because it's like planting. How is it like planting? Because when you plow, you take sand and you cover over the seeds. So you're protecting the seeds and that now you can grow. So it's like you're planting. So he said here,
even though usually when you're plowing to make a furrow to be able to plant.
But here we're talking about there are seeds there already. How then, you know, even then? And what's the Eid of it? Is that you're Zoreya. We said the Nashim before. The Eid is Zoreya, planting. What are you planting? The seeds there already, but they're uncovered. When you throw the dirt on them, it's like now it's going to grow better. It's as if you are planting. So he's telling Rabbi Yaneh, what are you telling me with your Fesha Mishnah? And he delves further. Heichem ish kachazla. What's the Mishnah talking about? Lav de mechase bahadid ozel. He's covering over the seeds as he's walking back and forth. So and that's planting. So what's your big chiddush, the Chabura? Omalei Rabbi Yaneh said to him, famous word. If not for the fact that I picked up the clay shard from the ground, would you have found the diamond underneath it? There was a diamond underneath the clay shard. I taught you how to learn, and I taught you the Mishnah properly. So that's how you know to lift the shard and find the diamond. That's how you know Pshat in the Mishnah. That's talking about planting here. Rashi, two lines in the wide line. What's a chabura? Interesting, it's not Rashi, this is the Rivon. This is Rashi's son-in-law, by the way. He says over here, Nidali, where is it? Yom Asif, Chabura means that you had a day set aside where they all get together. Or Yom Vad, or they had a day aside where they had a big gathering. What's the difference between a Yom Asif and a Yom Vad? Is that the same thing? Is a Vad maybe a... Asif is what, a large amount of people, and Vad is a small amount of people, or the Faket. Anyway, they had a day set aside for that, and that's what they call the Chabura. So Chabura is not when a few people sit around the table and they live together. Chabura is...
They call it convention.
And what's the Yom Asif? Okay. So anyway, next Rashi, Rivon.
Somebody else brings,
maintains
the group refers to a post Mishnah Tanoi.
Yeah, okay. The Daloik Bat, I lifted Kimimish Kachmini said, Ilav Damiloch. If I wouldn't have told you how the Amrit, you would have learned Pshat in the Mishnah. This is what you want to learn, Moshe. If I would have told you what a Pshat is, you would learn Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mechayiv Beklayim, that you're plowing, you're Chayiv Klayim. Lav Mishum Zoreh planting, Ela Mishum Mekayim, because you're letting the seeds remain. The Shavik, okay, you didn't remove them. By not removing the seeds, that's what you're high for. And I'm telling you, no, by covering it, you're actually planting. That is an active form of planting. Tell me about it. No, you're saying, Mekayim alone, you're not getting Malkus. You know what you're getting Malkus for? Because you're Zoreya, by covering the dirt over the seeds. I don't understand. Had it not been for the fact that this great man praised him, I would have learned Pshat and Mishnah differently. If it wouldn't have been for Rabbi Yana, who said that the Pshat and the Mishnah is Zoreya, I would have learned that the Pshat and the Mishnah is Mekayim. Now, many Tanoim hold Mekayim, you don't get Malkus for it, it's not an Aveda, but the Rabbi Akiva holds it is, and he would be the author of our Mishnah. Mani Rabbi Akiva, who would Amar Mekayim climb, like he holds that even in Mekayim, you had an opportunity to remove the climb, and you maintained it, that alone is considered an act, and you're a Chayiv Malkus. And that's how it learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Not because you actually did something, you put dirt on the seeds and covered it, and therefore that's like planting. My Rabbi Akiva, what's this Rabbi Akiva? Time we learn, Hamanachesh, if you're weeding, Vamachafe, be climb, you're covering over with climb, like you get Malkus. Rabbi Akiva goes a step further. Av Hamekayim. Rabbi Akiva holds, even if you did nothing, if you saw the seeds there, and you let it remain there, you're Chayiv. You're Chayiv as well. Let's do Rashi here. Rivon, Hamanachesh, about 10 lines from the bottom. Hamanachesh, Vamachafe, be climb, like Rabbi Akiva, Oymer, Av Hamekayim, says Rivon. Kula Rabbi Akiva Kamla. The entire mission over there is Rabbi Akiva. Hamenachesh, if somebody weeds, Hamechafe beklaim, loikig and malkus, the mekayim who shed Rabbi Akiva. It's not a Tanakam Rabbi Akiva, it's all Rabbi Akiva. Why? Vahochi Mishanam Moy Cotton. But Abonin, the pleager Rabbi Akiva, Abonu argue Rabbi Akiva, still they hold, Mechafe ain't a loiker. They hold that if you're Mechafe, you take it, don't get any malkus. The man, the potter, the mekayim, potter, the Mechafe. They hold over there that not only you're potter, that even if you're covering with dirt on the seeds, you're potter, because it's not really. So they hold means literally taking the seeds and putting them in the ground, not by supporting it or assisting it. Demand the potter, mekayim, potter, Mechafe. Vahamenachesh, and the one who's weeding, oiker asavim roim, all he does is removing the bad weeds, you're not putting anything new in. Kadeshi gadlu achedim yaisa, loiker, the chashik is there, you're planting. And all that is Rabbi Akiva. So I would have thought that even if it's Rabbi Akiva, it was only, I would have thought this Mishnah here is Rabbi Akiva and so on and so forth. Comes on Rabbi Yana, he says that our Mishnah, even if it's Rabbi Akiva, is only part of Rabbi Akiva, the part where you're covering with sand, you're doing something, not where you're doing nothing. Second way, right? My time, Rabbi Akiva. What's this for, Rabbi Akiva? The time you learn, Sotcho, is the climb. But then the boss, you feel you shouldn't plant climb. Ainly, Elizurei, only if you plant it. Mekayim, and nine high, if you're just maintaining it. Also, time alayim, it says, right? It says there, it says, Behem Tcho, Lois, Arbiya. And then it says, Kalayim, Sotcho, Lois, Caesar. What does it mean? Because it says, so what do you learn from there? Because we're comparing behemtecha, it shouldn't be marbiya, we compare it to a field. Because it says, it could have said like this, it could have said in the pasuk, behemtecha v'sotcha like tas or something. By making them separate and says the sotcha separately, it actually would tell you that anything in your field, even if you just mekayim, not planting is also forbidden. It says, so if you're saying here you have a problem of Yom Tov because you're plowing, there's another Yisra on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to plant. If you're telling me it's considered planting when it comes to Shmit, when it comes to Kalayim, why aren't you considered it planting when it comes to Yom Tov? Should be another Malach here. So he said, you're right. We just don't, 8 means 9. Omele, what are you talking about? Tanya, the Mishnah goes out of the way to count exactly how many there are. Tanya Shmoyne, v'at omele Tanya v'shayet. And you tell me that he learned and he left out. One, it can't be. Omele Rabba says, Rabba, therefore, yesh chiluk melachas b'shabbos, v'ein chiluk melachas b'yamtiv. On Shabbos, we learn from the Sevar, Reich Chomot Shosechem. Why did the Torah highlight this love of learning a fire teacher? That if you do 3 lavin on Shabbos, every lav is a separate aveda. But since it's possible to read my Shabbos on Yom Tov, by Yom Tov, you do 3 melachas on Yom Tov, you only bring 1 kar mechatas. You don't bring 3 korbanos chatos. So therefore, there's no chiluk melachas by Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov, since you chayv a chodesh, there's nothing to compound by saying, oh, Yosef chayv zareh. You don't gain anything by saying you don't get punished separately. There's no chiluk melachas by Yom Tov. Amalei ada tehei, you are right. Let's just do the last Rashi, 5 lines about me. Chiluk melachas by Yom Tov. Im asa shtayim v'sholosh melachas behelam echad. If he did 2 or 3 melachas in 1 go on Yom Tov. Or asa melachas sheyes by shtayim. He did a melacha that has in it 2 activities. Ein chayv ala achas on Yom Tov. You only get 1 sin. Lamando amal hava ora lechalik yotzes. Svila he holds ein chiluk melachas by Yom Tov. You don't have it in Yom Tov. The be Yom Tov la yotze havora. We don't have it. Umando amanami havora lelav yotzes. The one old havora is nothing to do with lechalik, but lelav. The nafka lechil melachas meva osa ma'achas meina. Where does he learn to divide the melachas? From another pasuk, achas ma'ach meina. Hani mili be yisurid is mechiv chatas. Only by those yisurim we have a chatas which are on Shabbos. Only those we have karis do you get. You mean karma chatas? Yom Tov there's no karis. There's no chatas on Yom Tov. Kigoyin melacha the Shabbos the zodin kodes you go gaza chatzis. That's the rule. When you get mezi kodes, you bring a chatzis on shogi. The vehi pasher vaseachem heina kamari bechatzis. Aber yomtiv the chiv malkusu ve'ein zdeni kodes. Yomtiv there's no kodes at all. There's no death penalty. All that is alav. Ein boy chilig melachas. There's no chilig melachas at all. Back to the Gemara. Says Gemara. Eisa bai bai. It's a question. You tell me.
Why don't we say? Why do we say? Ein
Yeah, but this regarding punishment, these is all the same. It's only regarding punishments. How many malchus? But now we learn I'm a vashel gid. If you cook a gid, let's say b'cholah b'yamtiv on yamtiv, the like v'achli ate it like chamish. You get five of edus. Like first of all, mishum oichel gid. You get malchus because you ate a gid. The like in Mishum Avashal, you cook the gid on Yom Tov. Yom Tov. Sayatik Nerv. Yeah. In the hindquarters. Shalayla Tzadi, you cook the Yom Tov unnecessary because you can't eat it anyway. The like in Mishum Avashal, gid b'chalav, you're not allowed to cook basa b'chalav, and you did that. The like in Mishum Eichel basa b'chalav, plus you ate basa b'chalav, and you're not allowed to do that as well. The machlekes of gidim have a considered meat or not. Yes, begidim benoyis and tam or not. This follows the one who holds that yes, begidim benoyis and tam. And you're not allowed to cook it. You're not allowed to know. You're not allowed to eat it. And v'loikim mishum havara. You also chayi because you lit a fire. You chayi because you lit a fire. For example, if you lit the fire, someone else would have cooked it. Both of you didn't have any. You're not allowed to light a fire for no reason on Yom Tov either. So what do we see from here? That on Yom Tov, you're giving you two avedas for Yom Tov, for lighting a fire and for cooking. You just said, ain't chilek melachas be Yom Tov, that on Yom Tov you do two or three or four avedas. You only get one punishment. Here we have two punishments for Yom Tov. What do you tell me? He's already chayiv a bishul. No, you can't chayiv two avedas on one Yom Tov. Says what are you right. Apig havara, remove havara, v'ayil gid hanosha shalom levela. Add in another aveda was that this gid anasha happened to be from an avela, from a non-kosher animal, from an animal that died, wasn't geshachten. So that compounds the averas, and that's the other aveda. The Tani Rabchiv and Gemara Rabchiv learned loikesh time achilasi. In this mishnah, he says two of the avedas you're getting punished because you ate, and v'shalos. So three of them is al bishula, and three of them is because you cooked. But you just took out one of the cooking ones, and you're saying that another eating one because you ate in the vela. The yisa shalish al achilasa yichayv. Yichayv free for eating, not two. El apik havoda. You're right. Remove the fire. V'ayil, put in. You know what kind of wood you used. Atzei asheda. You use the wood from avoda zoda called asheda. V'azor hosim hocha. And the aveda is from here. V'la yidbag biyotcha. That nothing should be attached to your hand. Shouldn't bring an avodah zarah into your house, so it should be not five but six. You know what the way it was? You used wood, which is no good. What was wrong with the wood? You used wood from the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to use wood for the Beis HaMikdash for your own personal use. And that's the other Aveda. The Aveda is from here. You should destroy and burn down all their Aveda Zara trees. But the Ebeshter's wood, do not burn, do not cut down. So that's how we get it. Okay.
Correct.